The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. I could not be more excited today to bring you a very special guest. JJ Virgin is with me. That's right. She is our celebrity nutrition and fitness expert that's teaching clients how to eliminate food and carb intolerances so they can transform their health and their lives. Many of you may have already seen her as co-host of TLC's Freaky Eaters, a health expert on Dr. Phil, and obviously present across much media, including PBS, Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray, and The Today Show. JJ is also a business coach and founded the premier health entrepreneur event and community, the Mindshare Summit. Welcome to the show, JJ.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And you had a book come out recently called The Miracle Mindset. Talk to us a little bit about your journey and the miracle mindset and really what that book, the message in that book versus the messages in some of the other great books you've written prior.
So that book was not a book I'd ever planned to write. We can't plan these things. But just as The Virgin Diet was getting ready to come out, it was literally a month before. My son was out crossing the street. He was 16 at the time, and he was hit by a car and literally left for dead in the street. And it was a hit-and-run accident. And when we found out about it, we raced to the hospital, and the doctors there told us that because of the nature of his injuries, he had a torn aorta that killed 90% of the people right on the scene. That's what Princess Diana died of. He had multiple brain bleeds. And they said to us, they said, he has to have this aorta fixed in order to survive, but it's not an operation we do at this hospital. It's very specialized. And he'll never survive another airlift. It was a two-hour way. It was in L.A. that we had to get to. So he'll never survive another airlift. Even if he did, he wouldn't survive the surgery. And even if he were to survive both those things, he'd be so brain damaged, it wouldn't be worth it. And I know, my 15-year-old son was listening to this and said, so maybe a 2.25% chance he'd make it. And the doctor said, that sounds about right. My 15-year-old looked at him, and I think this is what's most amazing, Dr. Taz. I mean, imagine a 15-year-old looking at a doctor and saying, well, we'll take those odds. We overruled them. And, you know, it just shows you how important it is to model strength and resilience to your kids. They are watching, you know, they are taking it in. And so we had him airlifted. We overruled that doctor, and he survived the airlift. It was an incredible team at this hospital. He survived the surgery. And then really the hard work started after that. It's been 5 years of helping him come through a massive traumatic brain injury. The first 4.5 months, which I thought were the hardest at the time because I was also launching a book and I'm the sole support of my family. So all of this is going on. But it actually was, I think for so many of us, the long game of having to, you know, keep your mindset up as sometimes it looked, you know, absolutely like there was no hope. You know, you had to cling on to that shred of hope to get. And I'm happy to say today he is doing really, really well. And he's an inspiration for a lot of other people that whether it's a brain injury or some other situation looks hopeless, that we face all the time. You know, it's really having that shred of hope and then showing up and finding the little glimmer that you can hang on to and fight for.
So, you know, as women, we do a lot. We have to show up a lot. We have to shore up our resources frequently. And hearing your story gives me goosebumps. And, you know, I'm fighting back tears as I'm trying to process everything that you're telling me that you went through with your son. But for so many women, they sit in this exact same spot. They do everything for everybody else. They're tested over and over again. I want them to understand what you did to carry yourself through this experience, because you have a lot on your plate and this was, again, a major life event. What did you do? If you could talk to those women listening today, what did you do to carry yourself through and carry your children and your family through this incredibly stressful event?
So here is the big through line that I realized really is a through line that all of us as women need to embrace because we don't naturally do it. Naturally, what I see women do is put themselves last. Their kids come first, you know, then their husband, then their work. And somewhere on the to-do list, they're like lucky if they made the top 10, right? You know?
Right.
And what I realized standing in the hospital that night after he'd been airlifted, he'd gone through that first surgery And he'd actually gone through multiple surgeries, and I was looking at him and I'm thinking, I'm like, whatever I have to do to save my son and help him have the best life ever, I'm doing. That was number one. Number two, in order to pull that off, since I was the financial support and still am for my family, this book mm-hmm. was more important than ever. And number three, the only way those two things were going to happen is if I put myself first, not my son, not my other child, not my, you know, not my work. I had to go first because it was, I couldn't show up healthy, totally focused, high energy and not sick. You can't, you to the ICU sick. They don't let you in the door.
Right.
I had to make life and death decisions. It had to be full game on. And I just went, you know, the only way I'm going to be able to pull this off is if my health is, I put my health first. I get the sleep I need. I eat correctly. I exercise. And literally that was my first decision was, I'm going to make sure. And I did. I got 8 hours of sleep every night. I was eating healthy. People would say, what can I bring? I'm like, bring some healthy food. And
yeah.
I did that. So, and you know, I think in times of challenges like this, we tend to just let ourselves go. And I knew that if I wanted to do what I needed to do, my health had to be the top priority. And then I'd be able to show up for my son and save his life. And then I'd be able to take care of this book and take care of my family. And so that's really a through line that I think that we all have to take on, is that if you want to be the best mom out there, best wife, you know, run an amazing business or be an amazing employee, guess what? Guess where you have to be? You are the role model. It is up to you. You have to put yourself first. It's not self to do it. It's selfless to do it.
So well said. And do you know how hard that is? I mean, I've sat with so many women and they and myself, it is a, this guy's, you guys, for everybody out there, this is a skill. This is not natural to us as women. This is a learned skill. Just like you learn to ride a bike or drive a car, you have to learn to take care of yourself and you have to build the discipline in to do that because our natural inclination is to do exactly what JJ just mentioned. Self last, you know, and I see it in the practice. Actually, JJ, we have a, you know, a full-fledged family practice, and it's interesting. Like all the children come through, the husbands come through, the grandmothers come through, and then finally the mother, like the main person of the family, finally books an appointment for herself. And it's just always like, of course, you're going to put yourself last. But this is a skill that I challenge all women to cultivate because we can't be who we're meant to be to everything and everyone around us until we find that best version of ourselves. So you stuck to your health. What else do you think it takes to have that miracle mindset and move something from tragedy to triumph? What are the other tools and tricks that you would recommend to somebody out there listening today who might be having a really tough time?
You know, one of the things I used every single day, because just imagine this, I'm staying now in Torrance, California at a crappy little, you know, like residence inn thing. Right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting there between 5-6 in the morning. I'm leaving there, you know, like 8 at night and it's dark in the morning driving in. It's dark at night leaving. I'm thinking the Friday nights I'd be sitting in there by myself. Right. And all I'm doing is sitting with my son, talking to doctors and working on my book. That's it. That's like my whole, that's what it's come down to. Everything else is out. I'm either eating correctly, exercising with my son. Like, that's it. Nothing else. And it was all about managing mindset and not having a pity party. I mean, it was like sometimes Friday nights I'd leave and it was really hard not to have a pity party. But here's what I did.
Right.
Every morning I got up. It was like I wrote in my journal, which is one of the things that saved me. It was like, okay, what are three things I'm grateful for today? Because literally I'd look at my son and you know, you could go to the dark side real fast. Is he going to be in a coma forever? Is he ever like, what did I do? Did I do the right thing? And so I would look for anything there to be grateful for. I'm grateful, you know, he's alive and breathing. I'm grateful we're in one of the top trauma hospitals in the country. So every morning was gratitude. Throughout the day, if things started to go sideways, I would text someone and reach out and appreciate them. You know, when you are starting to get into your own dark side, if you just reach out and spread like some light to someone else, it comes back to you. So.
Spread some love. Spread the love around.
Right? You do that. Like, you know, especially I'll find I'm getting like angry or crabby. I'm like, I send something nice to someone else. Boom. You're out. You've shifted your state. And then at night I would walk out of the hospital and I'd go, okay, what were the wins today? What were the little miracles today? So I called this my jam, gratitude, appreciation, and miracles. But I could always find something. It could be squeeze my fingers, you know, he blinked, something to keep me going. Because honestly, it came all up to me on that part. No one was going to come over and say, okay, it's great. This is all great. He's doing great. Look at that. See that eyelash flutter? You know?
So, mm-hmm.
But we can
this
put that
amazing.
Into everything we do. You know, when you come down to it, it is, we're all faced with this stuff. This is extreme. Like, this is an extreme example.
Right.
But I'd already gone through enough of these times before I came to this. It was training. I mean, we all are faced with difficult things on a regular basis. And it is how we show up that makes a difference, whether we're a victim or a volunteer, right? You know?
Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add to water to get your greens anytime, anywhere. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself and use the code WHOLEHEALTH at Organifi.com to receive 20% off your order. For all your listeners, all my listeners out there, you know, really remember these words. I think I even could learn from them. We all need to find our own jam. I love that, by the way. So find gratitude, spread love and light, because as you do that, you take away the darkness from yourself to a certain extent, and the universe, I feel like, just expands. And last but not least, celebrate the wins, even if they're tiny, even if they're big, but celebrate every win. And I think, you know, we're so pre-wired to a certain extent to, you know, to always focus on the negative or always focus on what's not going right, or like your son said, focus on the 75% negative odd and not focus on the positive, you know, the positivity that may come out of this, that just shifting that mindset can make the world of difference, as you've seen in your own life and as with everything you've gone through. JJ, does the miracle mindset talk more about this and give more tips and tricks to really, again, I really think this is a skill. I don't think it's natural. I don't think it's innate. I think it's something we have to cultivate. Does the book help all of us learn the skill and really make it second nature so that when we are tested, we don't fall that easily?
I love that you said that, because that's exactly what you need to do, is make this so. This is not something that in a time of crisis you go, okay, now what was it she said to do? Like,
No, that's
never going to happen. I was fortunate in my 30s. In fact, I didn't even remember this until about 6 months. Someone was saying, how did you develop this mindset? And all of a sudden I remembered where it came from. And when I was 30, I had my Mr. Miyagi, who was going to teach me how to be more successful in business, and actually it was 6 months of mindset training. And it became, all this stuff became just how I lived, so that when I was under this, in this tragedy, these were all in my toolbox. And so what I did when I wrote this book, which all about how to be a warrior mom, was I wrote all of the lessons that came out of it and how you can put these into your own life. And because once they're in your life, honestly, for all of us, Tony Robbins says mindset's 80%. I think it's probably 95%. It's whether you're trying to lose weight. I mean, the biggest thing that I saw with people trying to lose weight on any of my programs is not a lack of strategy. The strategies are right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's whether they felt worthy enough to go after it. You know, it's
so
whether
true.
They were going to put themselves first. So with anything in your life, really, what's the 80-20? Why are some people so successful and people with the exact same opportunities aren't? It all comes down to mindset. So whether it's you wanting to be, you know, the best for your family, or wanting to be out there as a, you know, transformational agent in the world, mindset is the tool to change it. And it's all learnable. And that's what's so cool.
Well, this is amazing, and I don't know one person that won't benefit from this. So this is the miracle mindset. I encourage you all listening today to please get a copy of the book. This is the toolbox you need for every aspect of your life, whether it's health, whether it's personal, whether it's trying to work yourself through a tragedy, whatever it is, this is the mindset to have. And we know in JJ, we have an amazing role model and someone who really, truly lives and breathes this miracle mindset. JJ, you've had a prolific and diverse career over the years. I would need like 5 days to go through everything you've done. So tell us, what is next? You wrote this book, you healed your son, you strengthened yourself, you've watched your own self-care. What's next for you? What do you have on the horizon? And let my listeners get a little bit peek into the future for you.
Let's see. I'm actually now taking all of my things that I worked on. The Virgin Diet was food intolerance, and how food intolerance is really the leading cause of, like, you know, all of the challenges we're having with our health, from autoimmune disease to just not being able to lose weight, having poor energy and focus. And I've got that I'm going deeper on, same with sugar impact diet, and then really working this book out into the concept of we are warrior moms and we've got to put ourselves first. So I'm always looking for the simple tools that I can share out there in the world that can get you the easy wins to, because I think for so many of us, you know, we're given too much information. Things look too hard.
Yes.
And we're already overwhelmed as it is. And so we don't do it. Like, you know, I mean, most of the big book to read, another project to do. You're like, no.
Yep.
So I'm always looking for, like, what are those simple tools? What are the things that we can change? What are the little hinges that swing big doors? And I find for so many of us, and I'm sure you'll relate, that the biggest thing holding us back beyond mindset, you know, making that decision we're going to be, put ourselves first and be worthy, is our health. And honestly, I think getting healthy is actually way easier than we realize. I think it starts with our fork. Our food is the biggest thing that can start to shift things fast. So that is my latest thing I'm up to, is how to give someone in 7 days or less a big win, a big shift, fairly simply, so that they can have the energy and the focus they need to go out and do the big things we're supposed to do.
Fantastic. And we're definitely all going to need it as we go through the holiday season and into the new year. And you're calling that, what is it, the 7 day, you said it was the 7 day swap?
Yeah, I created, what I did was I took the Virgin Diet, and, you know, the Virgin Diet line was drop 7 foods, lose 7 pounds, just 7 days, because that's what the average person was losing. And what I did was create a 7 day challenge around it. And it's super simple to do. It just involves taking out the foods that we tend to be the most intolerant with and swapping them for choices that you're probably going to like better anyway. You just weren't aware of them. And then doing that 7 days and really checking in, connecting the dots between what you're eating and how you feel. You know, when you pull these foods out, how's your energy? How's your gas and bloating? What's going on with the weight around your waist? You know, but they're not losing their weight. They're actually making themselves worse, not better. So how do we make those shifts? And then, you know, really connecting the dots. It's not about the diet. It's about being a food detective and being able to go, all right, which foods work for me and which foods don't, so I can customize a plan that works for me for the long haul, right?
Definitely. And where can my listeners find out more about that particular program?
So that program we just literally launched, like, yesterday, and it's at jjvirgin.com/challenge. Free. That was one of my biggest things that I wanted to put out in the world with, but everything that I do is I never want money to be an excuse, because all of these things, you know, like, so it's absolutely free. And I find that for so many people, they have this idea that it costs more to eat healthy. Actually,
I hear that all the time.
Even if it was the same cost to eat healthy, the cost to your health when you don't eat healthy is so extreme. So, but it doesn't. Cost less to eat healthy. It's the processed food that costs the money, and takes our health down along with it.
JJ, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. For my listeners, you have your marching orders. You have your call to action. Let's all develop a miracle mindset to make us as strong as we can be, regardless of the circumstance or the situation. Get JJ's book. It's The Miracle Mindset, and it's available where books are sold. And most importantly, pay attention to your health, because if you don't take care of your health, you can't be the warrior mom. You can't be the superwoman. Ultimately, you can't fulfill your potential and the reason you're here on this earth, and how we can all together collectively shift the universe. JJ, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got to run, but I really appreciate your time today. Hopefully we'll have you back on in the future, because I know you're going to do more. Thanks again for taking the time out today.
Thank you. Appreciate you so much.